these Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortices like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, which can only mean one thing here at WMFO. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s on the Boston Dial. I am your host, Savoir Fair. No major theme for tonight's show. Instead, we've got three birthday celebrations lined up for you, as well as a look back at the charts as they were this week, 35 and 40 years ago. Of course, we've got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week in store for you, but I'm excited to start with tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago tonight, this police drama TV series made its debut on NBC. It won 8 Emmys in its first season and was nominated 98 times during its 7-season run. Name the series. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Hill Street Blues. The theme song to Hill Street Blues, which you are listening to in the background, was written and performed by Mike Post and would eventually reach number 10 on the US Hot 100 in November of 1981. The series ran from January 15th, 1981 to May 12th, 1987. And we've also got bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia for you tonight. The 8 Emmys awarded to Hill Street Blues in its first season was a record for debuts until the year 2000. Name the show that broke that record. And the answer to the bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia question is The West Wing, which won 9 Emmys in its debut season. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s-related news throughout the week. While my show has been pre-recorded, I am monitoring WMFO's texting service live, so if you have any questions, comments, requests, feel free to text me over the course of the show at 781-350-3269. You can also reach out to me at any time by emailing me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. I mentioned earlier that I've got three birthday shout-outs for tonight. The first will go to Boris Blank of Yellow, who turned 69 today.
you've done, and you have left me. I had to learn. I had to learn how much it hurts to play those vicious games. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a ready, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
Oh,
I feel you're rushing me.
Okay, okay. Since you don't love me, but don't want to be with me.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't know. I just keep asking myself, should I really take you home? What do you think?
Thank you.
are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and that last set included two birthday celebrations of some well-known musicians from the 80s. First up were two tracks by the Swiss duo known as Yellow. It's Boris Blank's 69th birthday today. We first heard Vicious Games from 1985. That was a top 10 hit for them on the US dance chart. Si Señor, the Hairy Grill from Yellow's 1987 release, 1 Second, was the second track in that set. The band's name, spelled Yello, is not a play on the color, but is actually a neologism, or a coined term, short for a yelled hello. As Edward Buchert of Tears of the Gods and Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme often likes to say, we are Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio here at WMFO. Lisa Vallez of Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam celebrates her 54th birthday today. We heard their number one dance chart hit, I Wonder If I Take You Home, from their self-titled debut from 1985. The 7-inch version of Can You Feel the Beat from the same album followed. As always, we've got plenty to get to tonight, folks. So let's start the next set with a track that debuted on the US Hot 100 40 years ago this week. Only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
The sun, I'm the Egyptian lover, ha! I'm number one. Girl, I say rhymes that'll make you freak. And I program such an awesome beat to play my jams in the clubs week after week. I so freak out on the feeling of Egypt's heat. I'm the lover, let it be clear, there is no other who programs the beats to make you rock one another. I'm bad, yes, baby, you heard it before. But now I'm much older and more hardcore. So baby, get live, get on the floor. Show the fellas what you came here for. Yeah, stick up, y'all, cause this is it. I'm gonna make you stomp and grind to this.
So suave.
I'm the king of passion, your Egyptian fashion. My love and lust is everlasting. I'm the man of action.
attraction. Your sleeves and breeze and satisfaction.
Hit me, hit me.
Ce soir.
It'll blow your mind, it's so unique. I got a water bed 50 feet long, with solid gold speakers to hear my song. I got an elevator for every floor, and gold trimmings around every door. A brick driveway to park my Rolls Royce, convertible Corniche, cause that was my choice. I'm so suave, so smooth, so bad. I'll be the best lover you ever had. So suave.
a message get to you.
Give me the other, give me the other.
social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello again, everyone. It is me, Savoir Faire, and you're in the middle of another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the Egyptian Lover, aka Greg Broussard, started the set off with the Lover from his 1986 release, One Track Mind, a great example of the Roland TR-808 drum machine in action. In case you missed it, my December 11th show was a tribute to the 808 on its 40th anniversary. You can still check out the show's playlist on the station's website at WMFO.org. Due to FCC regulations, however, the stream is no longer available. But if you'd like to hear it, I'd be happy to share a link to the podcast. Just email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. Next, we heard from Ohio-based funk band Slave, particularly the track Watching You from their 1980 release Stone Jam. Although I was off last week, I still posted the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, and the subject was Baltimora and their big hit Tarzan Boy from their 1985 release Living in the Background. Tarzan Boy cracked the top 40 on the US Hot 100 35 weeks ago last week on its way to number 13, a moderate success here in the US compared to the rest of the world where it reached the top 10 in 15 countries. And wrapping up the set was Tamara and The Scene with their big hit Everybody Dance, which peaked at number 24 35 years ago this week. If you immediately thought of Prince while listening to that song, you couldn't be blamed. But the only connection to him is the fact that Tamara and The Scene were from Minneapolis and very much part of the Minneapolis sound from that period. We'll start the next set with something from a side project of Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
These minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
She used to be an iron horse 20 years ago. Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I've sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder.
Been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I will return next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp, so set your reminders accordingly. Before I sign off for the night, let's review what you've been listening to. Mike and the Mechanics cracked the top 40 35 years ago this week with their first hit, Silent Running. As I previously mentioned, Mike and the Mechanics was a side project of Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford. Their self-titled debut, which included Silent Running, split vocals between Paul Carrack, think of Tempted by Squeeze, and Paul Young, but not the Paul Young you're probably thinking of. Think of his big hit, Every Time You Go Away. Carrick sang lead on Silent Running. Finishing the set was 80s hair metal band of the week and our third birthday celebration of the night. Saxon lead singer Biff Byford celebrates his 70th birthday today. We listened to Princess of the Night from their 1981 release Denim and Leather. I'm going to leave you with a tribute to someone we lost just 2 days ago, Sylvain Sylvain, born Sylvain Mizrahi of the New York Dolls and Syl Sylvain and the Teardrops. Passed away at the age of 69 on Wednesday. I'm going to leave you with a personal favorite of mine, something from one of his solo projects, Syl Sylvain and the Teardrops, and the only album released under that project name. It's also the 40th anniversary of their self-titled release this year. Rest in peace, Syl. Have a great weekend, everyone, and remember, stay safe and keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.